I went to a Catholic school, and it's funny because that's the first encounter I had with a Muslim. It's a brother named Ghalib, and me and him became very good friends at a young age. And I remember going back and to speak to my dad about this friend and how can I go to his house, and my dad would be like, "No, stay away from these Muslims. These Muslims are terrorists. They're bad. They'll brainwash you, etc." So I kind of had to go to a different class then. So I kind of stayed away from Muslims because as a young child, you kind of trust your dad because it's your parents, you're growing up with them. So I kind of trusted him. And I grew up with this mentality of hating Muslims because of what my dad's actually instilled in my mind. Like, yeah. I went to high school with this attitude of any... basically Asian, that's what I thought. Like, I thought Islam was just a religion for Pakistanis. So I would go to any Pakistani I'd see, I'd be very harsh towards them, and I'd call them names, and I'd say, "You believed in like a four-armed God." I was kind of confused at the time. In high school, I always claimed an identity of being a Catholic, but I never actually believed in it because from a very young age, I remember from maybe year 7, year 8, year 9, I used to read a lot of books, and I found stuff that I don't really like, the history of Christianity and other stuff, and it wasn't for me. A couple of years later, I think it was around about, I was in year 10, this new boy came in my class, and I remember this boy being very pale, white-skinned, and he looked very European. And anyway, I became friends with this new student because I just wanted to see who he was, where he's from, etc. And then the topic came up about religion. And he told me he was Muslim. And I was like, "What? You're Muslim?" I was so shocked. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, all my life I've believed that Islam was just a religion for Pakistanis, Asians, Indians. And he told me that he was Muslim. And then he told me he was Amizir, which is... it's a Libyan Berber, basically. But then we started talking about different articles of our faith. So I was telling him that, "Oh, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God." I never believed this. Yeah. I never believed Jesus was the Son of God, but I always clinged onto it because of a cultural thing, yeah. And I'd always defend it. So this friend of mine, he said, "We believe in Jesus too." I was like, "Really? You believe in Jesus? What? That's crazy." And I remember asking him questions about Jesus, and he's telling me that, "Oh, we call him Isa. It's very similar to the story in the Bible. It's the same person." But then he told me that we don't believe he's the Son of God or he's crucified. And even though I never believed this, I was very defensive about it. And I don't know until this day why I was very defensive about it. I got really angry towards this this boy. And I used to be very harsh towards him. I regret it so much. I don't want to mention it anyway. But anyway, I felt really bad for this boy because every time I was harsh towards him, he would never go to the teacher. He would never be rude to me. He would never shout back. He would never do anything back to me. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna actually look into his religion, not because I was interested in it, but because I was feeling sorry for him. So I asked for a couple of books on like the Day of Judgment, books on the life of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him. And the thing is, I used to go to my mum's on the weekend at this time, and this is the time when I actually started reading this. I would leave it to the weekend because I was busy with other stuff and I was messing around, you know, kids when they're young. I would go to my mum's and then I'd read it, and then she would actually ask me questions about this, and she'd say, "What's that you're reading?" And I'd say, "Oh, this is some Muslim thing. Oh, they believe that Jesus is not the Son of God. It's some silly stuff. I'm just looking at it." And my mum actually took a liking to it. She was actually very open-minded, and she was like, could you tell me a bit more about this religion? And then she would start asking me questions. So the questions I didn't know, I had to go back to my friend in high school and ask him. So then it would kind of increase my knowledge on the fact. But every time I was reading and answering questions and gaining more knowledge, I still had a closed heart towards it. I was never accepting of it. Where to go now?
So was your mum interested in that?
Yeah. Let me see where I can go from here.
Tell us about that bit, inshallah.
I hate telling this bit because it makes me get a bit emotional. How can I put this? Can I have a drink or something first? My throat's going dry. One night, I was up late. I can't remember why I was up, but I remember feeling something strange. Like, I don't know why I was up, but I remember my dad jumping out of bed, and it was really strange of him jumping out of bed. Someone rang his phone, and I heard him yapping on the phone, and it didn't sound good. But he came into my room, and he said, "Come, your mum's passed away." And at that moment, till this day, I can't actually accept it. Like, for a while, I couldn't process what actually happened, and it just. Wow. And I remember myself thinking that my mum, she never took shahada, and I know, in her heart, that she actually believed in this religion of Islam. I could tell that she was accepting this, and it kind of got to me at that stage. And I remember myself thinking that I trust my mum so much, and that now she's gone, that I have to look into this religion with an open heart. I can't be just biased and just reading it. So I went back to my friend. We're friends now. I'm Izzy Oblivion. I went back to my friend, and I started asking for some books. But this time, when I was opening these books, everything I read, I accepted. Every single word, I accepted it. And it's strange because it took a calamity to actually change my way of thinking. But I thank Allah for this calamity He blessed me with, because I don't think without the death of my mother, I would have actually accepted Islam. After that, I went a bit off the rails. I went to college, and I split up from my friends. The college I was at, there was not really any Muslims. It's mostly English, African based. All the Africans would be Christian, and I got into the wrong crowd basically, and I was doing all kinds of terrible things. But in my heart, I still had this belief in Allah. Allah is one. God is one. So my friends kept actually asking me when I'm going to actually take my shahada, and I kept putting it off. I don't know what it was. It was something, I don't know if it was shaitan, it was Satan, or I don't know what it was, but I kept putting it off, and I don't know why. But I kept reading, even though I was at a state, until I kind of remembered my mum again, and I remembered how she took a liking to Islam, and she could have actually become Muslim. So I told my friend that I'll become Muslim this Friday. I promise I'll become Muslim this Friday. So Friday came, and the nerves started kicking in. I was actually shaking in the classroom. I just remember switching my phone off because I didn't actually want my friends to call me to see where I was, because I knew they would be calling me saying, meet us at this place, such and such a time. So I turned it on for a second and they said, we're coming to meet you at your college. So I kind of left college an hour early to get away from them. And I remember getting on the bus, and there was about five of them sat on the back of the bus. And I was just like, I'm not getting away from this. And it was like Allah was saying to me that day that, you're not getting away from me this time. You're taking your Shahada today and that's it, final. So that day, I actually took my Shahada on Jummah after the Khutbah in a masjid in front of quite a lot of people. And I never looked back. Alhamdulillah, it's the best thing I've ever done.
So if you're thinking about
thinking, my fellow Americans.
What are you thinking about? Nah. Barack Obama, my fellow Americans.
I
can't do it, man. So if you're thinking about becoming Muslim, then don't hesitate, just do it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.